Oh.
My name is Jonah Machado, and this is the Gunpowder Plot Show, also known as the Guy Fawkes Podcast. And we're joined by none other than my good buddy, Bad Dog, Bentley Craig, or Bentley Meadows, whichever one you like. Hi, buddy.
Hi, everybody.
Howdy. It is Friday, January 20th, right? Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm right.
So far.
I like being right.
You're right.
I am right. This is another episode of Late Night Nugget. I have a couple of topics I would like to discuss tonight. But if you have any that you'd like to crack on, by all means, let's start off with yours, which might also be mine. Who knows?
Hey, you never know. At this point, how about O'Biden and the boxes?
Oh, yes. Good call. Good call. So, there, and I have I think I share a theory that many others kind of have about it. So, if you're unaware, how many months ago did they hit? Was it back in September when they hit Trump?
Yeah, when they went to his Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, Mar-a-Lago, and the FBI raided him. And the thing about that was, Trump had been working with the library, the DC library, whatever the hell you call it. And or something of records, I can't remember what the name of it is. And he had, once his term ended, he had taken certain classified materials with him, which every president does, and put it in a safe library that the Secret Service detail that he had were also in charge of keeping that safe from somebody getting to it. So it very official, did it all the way that he needed to, but Trump is never safe when it comes to the deep state. And so they were finding every way that they could to go after him. They're still doing it. They will continue to do it until 2024 is over and there's no chance that he's going to run. So there's a big deal about it and everything, but nothing came from it. I mean, we haven't heard about shit since, except for the hilariously ironic situation in which they've also found now, what, four different sites? I think it was three or four different sites where Joe Biden had been storing classified documents prior to him becoming the president. He would have had access to it as of being a vice president, but here's the kicker. The vice president doesn't have the authority to declassify or hold on to classified documents after leaving office. So there's some, I don't know.
Well, here's how I look at it. My simple, stupid way I like to look at things is I'm like, okay, so you left all your stuff at your rental property and your renter and all his crazy ass people could come and go, and you know, you rented out your car too, I guess, to whoever it was paying you rent for that house. Who all was there?
Well, that's funny you say that. That's kind of the thing, because one of the locations was his garage at whatever house that he had. I would assume he's got a couple different houses.
Yeah, the one his son was paying him $50,000 right. a month to rent.
Right. So these classified documents were not being stored appropriately, number one. But that's the least of our worries, because there are rumors that his son, who has ties to the CCP, that maybe he could have given over these classified documents to Chinese.
And so, so they just got it all back from the Chinese now. That's why they've been discovered.
Yeah, exactly. One, and this is, so this is, it's in how you're given the information. Because for some reason, I didn't think of it right away. I just heard this and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. How ironic it is that they went after Trump for this and then turn around and get kicked in the ass for it. The question should have been right away, how does that happen? Right? Because in the beginning of all of this, they have been protecting Joe Biden to a degree. I think there's one other situation that they weren't necessarily protecting him. But in this case, this is a case where they are straight up trying to get him out. It has to be that the Democrat party, the powers to be within said party, don't want him running again. And they, and not only that, I mean, it, he could get in some trouble for this type of shit, you know? So it almost seems as if not only are they trying to get him out, they're trying to put him away, which I'm fine with. He was a bad person before he developed Alzheimer's or dementia. I have no sympathy for his creepy old ass having Alzheimer's or dementia. So whatever happens to him can only be some form of justice for all the injustices that he committed. So, but it's interesting that that's going on, and I'm not the only person that thinks this. I think I heard Joe Rogan talking about it, Alex Jones talking about it.
About they talk theory. About the 10 years of Kamala Harris? Oh, yeah. Montel Williams. Was it Montel Williams' ex-girlfriend on the side?
Yeah, she was. That at least that's what I thought. Why? Did something happen with Kamala?
No, well, she'll be the president.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Yeah, well, so, you're saying for...
And 2 years, and then right. Yeah, 2 years more, and then she get to run for 2 terms.
If you're acting VP from, I'm sorry, acting president from VP,
mm-hmm.
you get another 2 terms.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the way I've heard it.
It's still not going to happen. She's. I would assume that they're going to have another Democrat.
I didn't think the Biden would be president. No way, no how.
I know. Yeah, it's a good point. But I don't think they want her in there either, if I'm being honest. I think they want to put somebody else in there that's a little bit more competent, makes it a lot easier for them to do their job and having a puppet for president. You know, they're like, holy fuck, man. A real puppet would have been a lot easier than somebody with fucking dementia. You know what I mean? Like... holy shit, this guy just goes off the rails.
Yeah, because I never believed he was on a team. He's always on team Biden, always.
Well, he's on team outer space
now.
That guy is out there. Who was I listening to today? I think I was actually listening to AM, which I highly suggest everyone do. If you don't have, like, if you've got a bad signal or whatever, and you just like to have like not liberal leftist political talk in the background for background noise or whatever in your car, turn on AM. If you have, you should have still have a radio in your car where you can access AM. Turn on AM radio. Yeah, it's great. I love it. Man. I've been listening to AM for forever. Bluetooth. AM is the spot. I didn't know that Alex Jones was still on AM down there in Dallas and some other parts. I mean, down there in Texas and some other parts. Sorry.
Yeah, you got all kinds of apps you can play.
That's how we started.
On TuneIn.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I should try and get on there. Yeah, so that is pretty big news. What is the distraction for that, though? So, like, in fact, in what you just brought up is something that I wanted to talk about, but I had it under my list of distractions. I wonder
how about another? I got you another one.
That's here.
Among other things, I could go into more on this whole shebang, sure. But the FBI director speaking at the
World Economic Forum. Sorry, I got my nose.
Among other people.
Yeah. So I just looked at something tonight. There's a, I think they said 116 billionaires that are attending this. There's 16 central bank, what do they call them? Central, like central bank presidents or whatever. There are, or maybe it was 16 politicians from the United States are going there. And one of the Americans that are going over is what you said, the FBI guy.
Of course, Al Gore is there.
Al Gore is such a fucking worthless piece of shit. Not only, and it was so funny because I had to describe this to my kid the other day, because he's still going to be susceptible to some things that I don't get to talk to him first about, right? So he brought up climate change, or maybe I said something about the weather and he brought up climate change from that. No matter. I obviously had to tell him, son, that's not real. And he's like, sure it is. And I go, no, it's not real. And then we went into it. I was like, dude, back in the 70s and 80s, it was global cooling. And then it was global warming. And when all that didn't work out, it was climate change. And I said, they even made a movie about it. And so this was where it got hard to explain to him. I'm like, the first movie made all these predictions, all of which didn't come true. And not only that, and he was, and I said something about the polar ice caps. He was like, but they did melt. I go, no, homie. I go, dude, they grew. They grew three times their normal size, or the size that they were when they made An Inconvenient Truth. I said, they screwed up so bad with that movie, they had to make a second one.
God, it was really inconvenient,
A very, an extra inconvenient truth. What, that you're
the
wrong about this? You stupid sons of bitches. Not only that, it's not that they're wrong, it's that they're lying. It's that this is a, this is a oh shit, a problem that not just like they can throw out there, and it's like the invisible clothes on the king, right? That's what this is. It's just
Yeah.
something that they can say is happening, and oh well, all the scientists agree. No, not all the scientists. I'm sorry. No, not all of the scientists do agree. That you can't really find many issues. Well, you can't find many big issues like climate change, like fucking coronavirus, where all the science is settled. And science
And
being settled isn't really a thing.
scientists agree.
Yeah, this is, it's just horseshit. The climate change, which is really global warming and whatever, isn't real. I even had to tell him, I was like, dude, all this stuff, and I had to explain the CO2 levels and
Yeah, I'll be like, well, okay, well, won't you and your buddy start with your companies and quit pumping poison out your damn exits on those places? And
Well,
that'll take care of most of it.
yeah, China doesn't have to do anything. Not only do they not have to do anything, they don't have to get like taxed or whatever for this credit. It's only on like places like the Western world.
Yeah,
Not
on
only do they not have to
people,
do anything,
me and
they're going
you.
to be, huh?
Me and you are what they're wanting to tax for that.
Yeah, now they're getting down to not, it's not only country, right? So the federal government, well, at least of here, also every business within said country, and then they're also playing around with the idea of every person. It's not going to work. There's just certainly in the United States, there's too many people that are like, fuck off. They might be able to get certain businesses. They might be able to get certain countries, like Canada. Canada will do it. Their country is absolutely corrupt. Shit, I meant to put out my other episode that I made today. But no, I had to explain to him. I was like, all the stuff that we do to mitigate our CO2 levels, right? Or at least what people, try to do. Not me, because I'm not a part of this stupid shit. I said, dude, a volcano throws out, if it erupts anywhere in the world, it takes out every measure that we've all taken to reduce the carbon footprint. It blasts up so much shit, ash, CO2, everything into the air, into the atmosphere, that it absolutely wipes out all of the reduced carbon emissions that we
Yeah,
tried doing.
there's nothing wrong with looking out for the earth. I mean,
No, and but that's the problem here, dude. I'm glad that you pointed that out. This is the problem. The left doesn't clean shit. The left
no.
leaves things more trashy. All of these take the masks. You and me talked about this, I think, or me and DB, or me and somebody. But remember, there was like some obscene amount of masks in the ocean. You remember that?
I can believe it.
Yeah. So there was, I think it was like millions. I think it was like a million or 10 million or maybe 100,000.
How did they
I don't
get
know.
There?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what you responded to me with when I asked that.
You know, but how did that happen?
Yeah. Like how all these, well, and I can't put it all on liberal leftists. I can't do that because I'm certain that there are people, not me. I don't like being a litter bug too much. Like it eats at me for some dumb reason. But I'm sure that there's plenty of conservatives out there that throw trash on the ground, you know? So I can't just put that on the left, but this was a leftist push, right? This was a government top down push for everybody to wear these fucking masks. Well, when they all end up in the ocean, that's on you fuckers. You know, that ain't on me. I told you not to wear the fucking things in the first place.
How'd they get there?
How did they get there? But, I mean, that's just a small portion of the amount of trash. Look at all of the major cities are all dirty, right? But I thought we were being taxed in all these cities in order to pay for the city workers to come and keep the city streets clean. No. New York City smells like piss. You know, you go out to fucking Oregon, they have a problem with homeless drug users. You go to San Francisco, San Diego. Is San Francisco the gay one? That's the gay one. There's another one, though. L.A., you go to all these places in California and, you know, all these big Democrat cities, and they're overrun with drugged out homeless people and trash everywhere. I mean, fucking L.A. has Skid Row. Everybody knows what Skid Row is. You know, it's just a long, open, trashy, nasty, homeless, like crime-riddled, drug-ridden, riddled, whatever, areas. Just trash. And that's all leftist policies. They don't give a shit about actually conserving the beauty of our environment. There might be some, so I guess I can't say all, but over from the top down, they don't give a fuck. Whereas you'll have something, this was rumored of the Tea Party, is that every time that they would have like a rally, this is prior to Trump, right? Every time that they'd have a rally, when they left, it was cleaner than when they had gotten there. They pick up their trash. You know, you got conservatives or non-liberal leftists that tend to work harder at harder working jobs, physical jobs. They tend to keep their yards cleaner, their houses cleaner, you know, and especially with the family. When you have a mother, and not that I'm saying single people can't be this way. I was this way my whole life. But when you have a mother and a father and kids, their house tends to usually be cleaner than, you know, a couple of dudes living in the same house. Not gay, but like roommates and shit, you know. Their house might be tore up and trashy. Sometimes, I'm not saying it's all, hashtag not all. But that's how it tends to be. Listen, I've walked into some people's houses that, you know, you got the mother and father there and kids, and it's fucking trashed. However, on average, more than on average, you know, more conservative people tend to keep their shit cleaner, which keeps everything else cleaner too. Now the left will come in and be like, well, it's the corporations that are dumping their toxic waste into the air and into the water and into the soil and what have you. And it's like, this happened last time.
It's your fault.
Yeah. Well, it might be. I dropped my phone the other day and it landed like as flat as it possibly could on the screen. And I was like, oh fuck, that just tore up my phone. And I picked it up and the screen was all right. But ever since, my inlet where I put my mic has been messed up. I think that's probably why the last episode my mic was a little off. But also, it's kind of been doing some funky shit too. So maybe I knocked around something inside of it where on this it might drop me. Hopefully that's the only time, because it did it last time and we got through it just fine.
Did you turn it off and turn it back on?
Yeah. Yeah. I do have to do that too. every so often. And I would highly suggest anybody do it. Every so often, restart your laptop, restart your desktop, restart your cell phone. You know, every couple weeks, do it. It just helps your system out. Anywho, fuck, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the midgets from the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I've never really had a problem with midgets, you know. They've been pretty cool.
Little people.
I get why, you know, why it's hard for them to find jobs. Not so many things that they can do. But no, yeah, at least in my point, in my personal life, conservatives tend to keep things a little cleaner. I know the left will go towards, you know, that the companies put their toxic waste in the air, soil, and water. But, you know, there, and this might be the one area that I'll have to kind of cave in on regulations. But even then, I don't know. I'm sure that there's a much better answer without regulations to, you know, keep companies cleaner and what have you.
Yeah, it should be like the people around there. When they tell them they need to clean up their stink and whatnot, they need to start working on it. And if they don't, yeah, then they need to either get shut down or fined or whatever. Somebody come over, the health dude, put a big cease and desist on their door.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of this kind of bleeds into the gas stove thing. But I also wanted to make a really key point here for a minute. And this, I don't know if it has much to do with this. Because I was kind of thinking, like, forward thinking towards, like, if I could have the economy in the country how I want it to be, and what a liberal leftist would argue when I would bring that up, which is, like, it's almost anarcho-capitalism, right? It's almost there, but I'm still not there because I still believe that we need a government, we need, you know, law enforcement to a degree, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I'm kind of like... an anarchist, capitalist, socialist.
Like the what part of socialism?
Well, like, let's say you live in a state, like my home state has a bunch of coal and natural gas. They got enough natural gas there to light up the whole world. All right. But yeah, they can't get it all out at once, and then plus there's other people that sells it too. We're not the only place,
right?
So I always thought it would be cool that to give it to the people in West Virginia,
right? So the proceeds go back to them.
Yeah, give that gas to them. They could have it's definitely not capitalism.
No, I see your
but
point.
But it's a you know,
I've made that argument. Yeah, I've made that the same argument you're making, where like if on public ground, like at Yosemite, if they found what state's Yosemite in? It's not Colorado.
Is it Montana or
Montana, I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Idaho.
But
California. No, it's not.
If they
California.
Were to find oil there, and you know the state had somebody. I guess this is socialism. Holy shit! No, I don't want to believe it. Anyway, but if they found oil there, then I think the proceeds from that oil should go to, if it's going to go nationally, it should go to everybody nationally, right? If it's going to go to just the state, okay, all the residents of the state. If it's just going to go to the county, same with that. But it needs to go to the people, right? And it shouldn't be, and it doesn't have to be 100% because somebody has to come there and dig it out. So somebody has to pay for that. Right. So whoever pays for it can get part of the proceeds, but then you have X percentage of proceeds, maybe 50-50. I don't know, something to that effect.
It goes back to the people of the state.
Or go back to, yeah, yeah. So like the roads, you know, get paid for, you know, something that the public uses. Fire department, police department, or security. Well, I guess it would be private security to a certain effect. But my point being, when it comes to these government involved issues or stances that I have that I don't want the government involved, like the economy or whatever. And anytime it's been practiced, any failure, and I'll make this claim right now, any failure in the past, now, or in the future, always understand that the government is on the other side of that failure. They were the ones that usually caused these failures to happen. And I know that doesn't make much sense right now. I just wanted to get it out there so that I didn't forget I'll talk about it at another time, probably when I'm covering economics a little further. But it was just a point that I wanted to get to real quick.
The government's job is to keep somebody else from making money. Other people's competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what they think their job is. Yeah. But when it comes to the keeping things clean, number one, I don't want to keep calling them conservationists because there's some really cool conservationists out there and some really good groups.
Yeah,
but
they're cool with, yeah, but they get retarded about it.
Well, yeah, some of them do. I think they even have part of, I know they have part of this in Yellowstone. I haven't watched Yellowstone yet. Again, I'm on like season one or two. I haven't gotten Peacock. I've got everything else. I just haven't gotten Peacock. So one day it'll happen. And I'll probably be talking about how great of a show it is. But they do have like a concert or a PETA or a some vegetarian or something. I saw a couple of clips of it. She gets in the fight with the daughter. But no matter, the government itself, the liberal left, these people tend to be pretty fucking hypocritical, because guess what's being sprayed in our skies and has been for almost two decades now, if not longer? These fucking chemtrails. You know, people can pretend now that those aren't chemicals or, you know, little bits of aluminum and might have some tie into HAARP and controlling the weather of some sort. Pretend all you want. But I know that when I was a kid and I would see an airplane in the sky, it would have a tail on it that was maybe three times its length. It wouldn't have a tail on it that stayed in the sky that covered the entire sky for, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes an hour. Those are chemicals. There is something not natural about that. That is polluting the sky. So you can't look at me and tell me that, you know, capitalism and free market is bad because of, you know, whatever, and then turn around and be absolutely okay with that. We're absolutely okay with Leonardo DiCaprio and all of his Hollywood buddies flying private jets to the World Economic Forum or wherever else, you know, Davos or what have you, you know, in order to talk about climate change when they just put in more CO2 in the fucking atmosphere than I could my entire life. So it's something hypocritical.
I've noticed those chemtrails, comtrails, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, I noticed them a bunch in different places, but here where I'm at, in, say, Central Florida on the
Florida
Gulf Coast, and I can look up and watch airplanes all day, every day, going in and out of the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater.
Airports. Yeah.
Because there's a few of them there. And some of them just flying right over to from like Miami to wherever. But I don't see that here in so much that I'm like,
well, yeah,
I don't see that here. I hear about it all over the rest of the country and I don't doubt it. But I'm also a mile from the Gulf.
Right. You know? Well, more than likely it's because you have domestic and international flights coming in there, and those planes don't have that trail. They have a tail, T-A-I-L, not a trail, T-R-A-I-L, right? They have that tail that, like I said, it's about 3 to 4 lengths of
and they're
a,
either
of
landing
a, of an airplane.
Too. They're slowing down.
True. So yeah, they're not up. They're not up in the wet part where they're or the icy part of the 30,000 feet. Where what it is when you see that tail on an airplane, it's the friction of the speed of the plane, the metal of the plane, and the ice that's covering its wings usually and its back end and some exhaust. The friction from that warming it up, and it's just evaporated water, evaporated ice or whatever in the back of it. So that's not toxic. What's toxic is these fucking chemtrails that are in the sky, right? And I know that my listeners must know what I'm talking about. They must have looked up and saw, holy shit, it looks like a checkerboard, you know, in the sky. That's not normal. I've never seen clouds do that before. But the anti-conspiracy people will say that, well, that's just what you explained before. It's just the friction. And it's like, no, motherfucker, you can look at a domestic flight take off from Detroit Metro not take off, but you can see it in the sky. And where I'm at, I'm about a drive time of 30 to 45 minutes from the airport. And so they're already up pretty fucking high. You're not seeing shit behind them except for the tail, right? Or coming in. So it's just not true. Chemtrails are a real thing. I have not tested yet. I've wanted to test. I have certain ideas of how to run a test to see what's falling. But others have, and they say that
it's aluminum.
Yeah, barium, aluminum, shit like that. And it's really to stay in the ionosphere, or to get, maybe not so much in the ionosphere because that's a little higher, but it's in order to have in the air, in order to affect the or have a possibility of effect using satellites. Not we don't have HARP here, but there's certain aspects of it that they can affect certain things in the atmosphere. So
how about this? I've heard them go so much to say as like Freeman and maybe even Alex Jones, but with that aluminum barium thing on you, you can, like at this point, they can't tell that it's you, but they can see you through walls and whatever if you've got right. that all over you. But they're working know. On making it go
yeah.
to see you as you through the wall.
So happy you said that. Thank you. Yes, that's another thing of it. Yeah. There's another thing about these purple and blue lights. Street lamps or whatever that they're putting up. I've got two by me. I've got one at an intersection over by me that Andre Willowair, he came over last Friday or maybe the Friday before, and he noticed it when we were coming back from getting Mexican. He noticed it there, and then I noticed it in my neighborhood the other day, and I was like, oh, shit. Now, the rumor I had heard about that was it's more so for people who got the vax. You can see who's got the vax and who doesn't under the streetlight, but it's like, why would they put that in my neighborhood? Like, why would it extend out here by now? Like,
how could they tell?
I don't know. I don't know. That's just the rumor. Right. Well, because your skin lights up a certain way. It's almost like a black light.
I did see some kind of random video, and it looked like some kind of dude getting poured on or something.
What kind of video were you watching? And what was the name of the website? Aw.
But anyway, I saw that, and then here on one of the roads down by the road from my house is a street covered in them. And I'm like, oh, because I've read a story where they came here and they're not supposed to be here, but they were talking about Miami and that they will be replacing them. And then I noticed them here, and I was like, whoa, I don't like that.
Smoked not too long ago.
You can tell if you've been at the bar.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm skeptical. Not skeptical. Well, I'm skeptical, but I'm weary of the government doing anything.
Well, I know at one place it doesn't have anything to do with these lights at all, but it's a streetlight story that a friend of mine found somewhere, and we stopped in the middle of downtown where I grew up, and he's like, come here. And we're at like this giant empty parking lot in front of a church hospital at night, and you know, and so you stand, he's like, stand right here, and I'm like, okay. And he's like, now go right here, and you're crossing over to this other light where they met each other. And so one of them, you're like in sepitone, like black and white but brown,
right?
And then the other way, you were like in this vivid blue color scheme going on. You can step back and forth right there. And I was like, dude, that is cool. I was like, where how did you find this? He's like, I ain't telling. But yeah, in that one parking lot, you could do that.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, you so. Trip on some
shrooms and go out there, you're going to have a hell of a time.
Maybe they're looking for aliens.
Maybe.
Do.
I just saw a post on, I think it was Gab. Said that some prophecy said something about the aliens are supposed to attack in 2023. I'm like, quit it. You stop that right now. Remember, people, just in case, call out Jesus's name in case you're being abducted, and you'll be okay. So these are fallen angels. They're known for deception. Oops, I accidentally crossed that one out. I didn't do that one yet. On deception and trying to segue into this next issue, there is some other shit that I wanted to say about all the clean stuff that we were talking about. Oh, fuck, what was it? Maybe I'll remember in a minute.
We were talking about corporations.
Yeah, but it was.
I grew up near a company, Ashland Oil, which is your Speedway or Super America. And they did their oil refinery there in Ashland, ooh, Kentucky, or somewhere close. Anyway, I remember back in the 70s, and I know what it looks like now. And they clean that up a lot over the years.
Right.
You know, I expect them, they'll probably clean it up more in years to come, you know. So I expect that kind of thing when it comes to companies doing that kind of thing.
Right.
Find ways to innovate and do it better.
Yeah.
Not just stop.
Well, you know, I'll share a fear of mine is that, you know, in the utopia that I would love to live in, which is like I said, it's almost anarchy or anarcho capitalist, kind of like Michael Malice, if anybody knows him, but more kind of more so like Dave Smith, libertarianism, Eric July, libertarianism, is that, you know, what if companies without regulations were to start dumping, because I'm sure that there would be, you know, would dump some kind of waste into the air or the water supply. And I've never understood people doing that. It's and this, by the way, is a human trait for some dumb reason. You have companies that will dump toxic waste into the fucking water supply. And it's like, dude, you might have to drink from that too. You know? And it's not just companies. In third world countries, you know what they do? They piss and shit in the rivers. Like peeing in the water, I don't have a problem with that. It gets filtered out. But shitting in it? Like, go fucking shit. Dig a hole, you dummy.
Dig a hole. We're going to get you some. We're going to work with you on this, but let's just dig a hole right over here. Come here.
Yeah, because you know what happens? It actually is, it's still fertilizer to an effect. It's just human. It's probably not as good as cow, but it filters into the soil. The soil is there to filter your shit, you know?
Yeah, it'll do
especially
a lot
if it's just
here.
One. But if you're shitting in the fucking... in the river, you got to drink it. You know, that's your fresh water supply. And this type of stuff has ruined civilizations, you know, throughout history. And it's happening still to this day. You have certain areas in South America and Africa, in Asia. Fuck, take India. How many people are there? And you got people that are pissing and shitting, or more so shitting in the rivers and stuff, in the fresh water supply. It's
well,
like,
I heard them say there was 20% of Russia had outdoor toilets.
Whew, that's cold, dude.
How about that?
I don't know about you, but when my ass hits that toilet seat that's cold, it makes me have to shit even worse, which is nice. So maybe, you know, outside of getting scared of your ass sticking to the toilet seat outside, I wonder if they have fabric. No. You wouldn't want fabric toilet seats. I wonder if they had toilet seat warmers. But they probably do. I would do that for Russia.
Shag carpet toilet seats.
Gross. So gross. So gross. But yeah, that would be my fear, is that like, you know, corporations without the regulations would dump waste into the soil, water, or air. And now...
Yeah, and then when one of the locals takes you out back and shoots you, that could be okay.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a way to handle it.
But let's just, you know, handle it locally. We don't need a whole lot of regulations. You need somebody with common sense to walk behind them and be like, no, no.
Well, I mean, and here, I guess
we're
going to
do
answer.
About this, Pete.
The answer, as I said before, it's not as if laws go away, you know, in something like that, especially if, like, if you were to defund, well, you'd still need some form of law enforcement. Well, let's say it's much smaller and what have you, and, you know, certain laws are here or there. You could still legislate that dumping toxic waste into the air, soil, or water is illegal, which I don't know if that's just a regulation. I would have to assume it's a law and a federal law as well. So, you know, that would still be something that law enforcement could, you wouldn't necessarily need a regulation for. So maybe it's my worry for nothing. So hopefully. But no, so
well, at the very least it'd be littering.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Segueing into this next issue is Andrew Tate. There has been not too much news on him other than, like, I think some charges came out. The more popular one that people have heard of is, sex trafficking. He's got another, I just heard today, another 30-day, sentence before anything's happening within the court case in Romania. I think I heard this on Destiny, the liberal leftist, was debating, Pearly Things, the conservative chick. And, they were talking about it. And you're kind of going into some detail as to what was going on with Tate. But I don't want to spend too much time on Tate. I mean, we can. But some people believe that Tate's arrest was a distraction for what was actually going on. And I have the thing that they think it was being distracted of, because you need to be distracted of something, right? Something needs to be bigger in order to distract away from it. And that would be that the U.S. Virgin Islands had claimed or made claims against I can't remember the name of the bank, for participating or turning a blind eye or whatever, active participants with Epstein Island. And that hasn't gone anywhere, which is obviously bring in, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and his black book and Ghislaine Maxwell and nothing coming from that, Jeffrey Epstein either escaping or having been killed. Obviously he did not commit suicide. That must have either been the Clintons or somebody powerful, or maybe a collaboration of people coming together to kill him. But he definitely did not kill himself over it. No matter, that's a pretty big deal, you know, and it happened at the same time. I do remember seeing certain articles about this. I didn't read too far into it at that time. I was like, what's going to happen? All right, well, but I mean, I guess I probably should have, because that's pretty big for the U.S. Virgin Islands to lay that claim against the bank. You know, that seems like it's somebody in a pretty high position to make those claims, you know. But I don't know, man. I think the people that he was fucking with, I think the people that he had dirt on were just, they were up there, you know. And you just can't, you can't underestimate the amount of power that a senator or a congressperson or, I mean, really even a fucking mayor might have, you know, governors, CEOs, bankers, and
anything, people.
Yeah, even local, for sure. You know,
yeah,
so
that's
sheriff.
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, if they can get to him and kill him, and not only that's not even the biggest part. It's him being killed. It's, or him escaping, whichever one you believe. It's that the fucking federal government has done nothing in order to release the names of that black book. Nothing. We have heard much like the Vegas shooting. What have we heard from that? Well, it died out. And the FBI, who is just terrible, they're awful. They're good for nothing except for harassing parents, you know, of kids in schools, you know, being taught CRT and tranny bullshit. You know, they're good for that, I guess. But outside of that, they're not good for anything else. But we have not heard shit about any of it.
No, not unless you want to go find it. And
yeah,
you can listen to people,
but the federal government isn't doing anything about it. They're not.
Yeah,
they're
well,
not
it's case closed.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard all kinds of crazy theories on the Vegas shooting. Crazy.
Oh yeah.
You know, and believable.
Well, the one that I do believe is that it was more than one shooter.
You know, it was like people on the ground, other yeah. hotels. I'm like, really?
Yeah. I don't know about the helicopter, but I mean, I guess if you got people out there shooting up people and the government's going to cover for them, a helicopter is totally plausible. You know?
But, yeah, I mean, were they really like, you know, oh, you know, I heard it was like some kind of a assassination attempt. So I'm like, was some dude like running through the crowd, and were they really like shooting at some dude through a crowd like a James Bond movie trying to shoot right? this guy? You know, what was going on? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
My thing is, he took all that up and nobody said anything. I'm like, I have a hard time believing that. I worked in hotels.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, that's,
somebody
that's
would
a
have
lot of people
noticed something up with that.
Right.
Like, he wasn't that big of a deal of a,
yeah, know, it was, big it spender. Was just too much. It was just too much, you know? The amount of shit that supposedly he had brought up in the elevator all by himself, nobody's going to notice it, you know? Like, holy fuck, man. That guy's got it. I would have. Like, I was that kind of employee. I'd have been like, you see how much shit this dude's bringing up? Hey, boss.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that
nosy.
Guy doing up there?
I've worked with hotel cleaners and maintenance men that did not mind sticking their nose where it did not belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a human condition.
Yeah. I've seen it myself.
So, I only got about, I think about 15 more minutes.
Well, come on, you can do 12 or 17. Come on.
Yeah. You went lower. I'm going to release, I think, my other podcast. Well, this one's got a process after I'm done. So, after I'm done with you, I'm gonna release a podcast that I had made earlier today that I forgot to. People, we do this show on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's Friday night. I gave you the time, right? Or the date.
Yeah.
I promise you what will happen tonight. After I get off here, I'll probably remember to publish the other one that I made today. But then it's going to be processing. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to wait for that. Well, I'd rather I try to multitask. So I'll do something else. More than likely, I'm going to smoke some weed, right? I'm going to go sit down. I'm going to start looking into something else. And next thing you know, it's going to be tomorrow at about 7 p.m. And I'm going to go, fuck, I forgot to publish, you know. It happens all the time to me. It's just it's having this stupid brain of mine that I have. So, but anyway, that was kind of the preface talking about this issue, which I talked about in that episode. So you'll probably have heard that one by the time I get to this, but I want to talk to Bentley about it. It'll fill up this next 15 to 20 minutes. Did you hear what Steven Crowder did?
Yes.
Lately. So you know that there is a feud between Louder with Crowder and the Daily Wire.
Yes.
And you know what? It's not just the Daily Wire. It's also the Blaze, and it's also other big tech. It's Fox News. He used to work for Fox News. It's all that. Let me hear your take, and then I'll give you mine.
Well, I heard he got mad at a contract because I listened to him talk. Okay, I watched him sit at a desk and or sit on top of it. I can't remember. Anyway, I listened to him, and I was like, what are the words coming out of this guy's mouth?
Right.
Then I had some people explain it to me, and then explain it to me the response of the Daily Wire guy.
Right, Jeremy
all
Boring.
At once.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, so he's just running his dick licker. Okay.
All right, there you go. Yeah, so I'm kind of in the same. So when I first watched the video, I was on Steven's side just because it was my first impression of the situation that's happening. And then I also watched the Jeremy Boring one, and I was like, good Lord, how did I not realize what it was that Jeremy Boring, like the first thing that he said that really just shut down that everything that Steven Crowder had to say was, Steven, you could have negotiated these things. That's it. That's the shutdown. It's like you have no argument. We are going to try to make the most money that we can by bringing you over. And here's our offer. Don't consider this just a contract. It's not like we got a gun to your head and we're making you sign it. This is our offer. And now you get to come back and let us know what you don't like about it. And then we'll negotiate.
Yeah, you can make a counter offer.
Yeah, make a counter offer. And Steven Crowder totally blew by that. Now, a couple of things. Now,
he had his vagina hurt.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll get to that here in a sec. But a couple of things. I've seen some shit. Some people take some sides. Alex Jones is on Steven's side. And I'm like, shit, what are you doing? Why are you on this guy's fucking side? He does not respect you. I doubt that he would be on Alex's side if roles were reversed. And you know, I guess Alex even said that he's talked to Steven about this and said, dude, go on your own, which is kind of the big point to make for Steven Crowder. And I've heard some other people say it. In fact, Eric July said it earlier. If they're offering you $50 million, then that means that's how much that means that you're worth more than that. So do it on your own. That means you pull that in.
We don't need, somebody will
he doesn't need Daily Wire. Yeah, he does need Daily Wire, and he doesn't need The Blaze. I mean, he really doesn't.
I don't Steven listen
Crowder,
to him.
I don't. I do. More so for Dave Landau, especially when Dave Landau hosts. I'm like, oh, awesome. You know, I don't have this high-pitched voice of Steven Crowder, who isn't funny anymore. I've heard that his stand-up, I heard somebody talking about it today and said that because he's starting back at stand-up, and he said that that's pretty good. And it's like, well, I hope so, because he has not been funny since not Gay Jared left. But no, I mean, he had a good show. There's some things that he covers. You know, I agree with him on a lot of things. I'm liking him less and less. And this pissed me off after seeing it. Was like, you made me agree with the Daily Wire. I didn't want you to do that. You know, I don't want to agree with the Daily, or at least I don't want to agree with Ben Shapiro's company. Everybody else at the company I like. Matt Walsh, I can't remember all of them now. Candace Owens, Michael Knowles, Brett Cooper. I like all of these people. They're good. They make good content. They make a lot of sense, you know. Matt Walsh just had the What is a Woman tour for his movie that he put out. Really, really good. And they're making movies. And it's like, damn it. You know, I want to really dislike Ben Shapiro, but he's useful. And so Steven. You know, but he does have an audience. He has a hell of an audience. I don't even understand why he's not starting his own company. I've not understood that. When he joined with The Blaze, I didn't understand that. It's like, why aren't you doing it yourself? Like, you obviously.
When I hear The Blaze, I just hear Glenn Beck.
Right. Well, fuck The Blaze, as far as I'm concerned, because when Glenn Beck came in, Gavin McGinnis got fired, and then Elijah Schaefer got fired. Two people that I listen to pretty often. If I see their video, I'll click on it usually. But yeah, Glenn Beck came in and fucked it up. And what's sad is that those two guys left. Now Steven Crowder is left, and Alex Stein, Primetime 99, he just joined The Blaze. And it's like, shit, I really like him. He's phenomenal. I haven't seen a video of his in a while, but yeah. So this whole thing is just, it's really, it boils down to the idea that it's just petty. It's just bullshit. Jeremy Boring did a fine job at arguing
CIA.
Could be. But I will say this is that Prior to all of this, I knew about this. I don't know if many other people were paying attention, but Ben Shapiro went and met with who's the guy from Facebook? Zuckerberg,
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, met with him for dinner. And it was like a bit of a story there for a minute and then nothing. Well, I guess this might be further proof, but it was something that we already knew. More people were kind of speculating, like, why are you meeting with this guy? Well, as it turns out, and I guess this is public records, Mark Dice had a video about this. Just for Ben Shapiro's show, Ben Shapiro pays Facebook 1.6 something million. Is it a month? No, it's a year. I'm sorry, it's a year, for to run their ads. You know, they're in, and he went and talked, and it was probably an even higher before he went and talked to Mark Zuckerberg, and then worked out whatever. So yeah, he's in bed with big tech. Steven Crowder was making the point, well, I'm
Yeah.
not doing this for the money, and I'm doing this for the little guy. I don't know how much I believe it. I don't know how much I believe that. What I really boil this down to is, I think Steven was insulted by the contract, being that it came from Ben Shapiro's company. Him and Ben Shapiro have been friends for a long, long time. I think before Ben even got into podcasting, he was Steven's lawyer. So, yeah, they've been friends for a long, long time. Very good friends, and had each other on each other's shows. And then he got this, Steven Crowder got this contract, and it was, he probably felt like it was a slap in the face, and then developed some stupid ass idea of, oh, I'm going to go out for the little man. You're not going out for the little man. At least I don't believe that he is. He could be, I could be wrong.
Just get his name out there.
Yeah, but I also had another theory about this.
Because it
What if
isn't big news. Not to me.
what do fighters do to promote a fight? They usually get on
Argue,
at each other,
insult.
right? Yep. What are they doing right now? They're arguing, right? They're kind of throwing some mud. What if this is just like a promotional, what's the word? Like a not a false flag, but like a it's this is promotion, and Steven's going to join up with him with Daily Wire, and then, you know, that'll be that. They've just brought in all of this attention to themselves, you know, and they'll, you know, come up with whatever story. I mean, I don't, I it's a small theory of mine, but it kind of works, because it would work if he were to all of a sudden show up there. You know, it's like, oh shit, all this shit talking, and now you showed up. What do you have to say now? And then, you know, maybe they might carry on the thing and whatever. But
Because it
just a small
wasn't
theory.
big news, but it is now. Because I've
Well,
heard a lot of people talk about it.
yeah. What really blows my mind about it, that a couple of people have called out, but more specifically would be Mark Dice. For Steven Crowder to come out and have a problem with this, he did this to Not Gay Jared and a guy named, they call him Spin Computer. He fucked over both of them pretty bad, made Not Gay Jared sign an NDA, and also made him sign some contract where he couldn't do the same kind of work. Like, he couldn't start his own podcast. This is what I've heard. He couldn't start his own podcast, and he couldn't go to another podcast or show or whatever to work for however many years. So he screwed his own, and he was close friends with him. I would say probably even before Ben Shapiro. They were working together in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's when I started paying attention to them. And once they all moved down to Florida, then he like kicked them to the side and brought in this fucking dork that he has working for him, and, you know, grew the company, which I'm not against, you know, growing the company or whatever. But, you know, then brought in not or quarterback Black Garrett and all this, that, and the other. And I
Yeah, and the
don't know,
fact that
man.
he has NDAs in his desk drawer doesn't
Yeah.
make him a reliable source of anything.
I mean, yeah, but I tried to look at it too, and
Like, nope,
say
that's shady.
there could be some things though. Like you can make an argument, I think, for having an NDA. Take Alex Jones, right? Making people sign an NDA might be in order to save your. Oh shit! What do you call somebody? Like if I knew somebody who worked for the military and they didn't want their name, a source, it could be to hide your sources' names, like as low as that. I'm sure other pretty sensitive documents that Alex Jones has and that his employees are privy to. It could be that too. So I don't know. I mean, I know that some shit went down with, oh fuck, Joe Riggs. No, not Joe Riggs. Joe Biggs. Joe Riggs is an MMA fighter, but Joe Biggs, who is sitting in a federal penitentiary right now for the January 6th thing, he had gotten, I don't know if he got, I don't think he got fired from InfoWars because he was a reporter for a long time and he's a veteran. He had, there is a video of him getting arrested. And well, let me write this down. Remember Snowball. I'll talk about a Snowball here in a minute. Snowball, I'm writing it down. There was a video of him getting arrested and fighting cops. And he was not really released, but he stopped working for InfoWars and went to go do something else. But would still contribute, you know. But he seems to have a good relationship with Alex, you know. There was a story of a couple of people that worked for Alex, but it was like a group of people that I don't know if they really liked him in the first place. And, you know, some stupid shit, some disgruntled employees, maybe even, you know, talking some shit about him or whatnot. But sometimes I can see where that might save somebody like Alex Jones. Maybe for Steven Crowder, maybe, but you know, from the shit that I've seen and also heard, and the whole Not Gay Jared thing I had gotten from Owen Benjamin. Yeah, that just makes me think, all right, any shady shit I'm more than likely gonna believe, especially with the other stuff that's pissed me off about him. So it's like, you know, I don't know. Or maybe I won't say it like I'm just gonna believe, but I'm not necessarily just gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. I wanna say it like that, you know. But it is what it is. And then, yeah,
Yeah.
fucking Alex Jones coming to his aid. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, he's, I think what it is Alex is just, I think he is a good dude. I don't know him, you know, so I could be totally wrong. But I think he's a good guy and he's a loyal friend, you know. But it's just, dude, you friend up with these people that you don't need in your life. You don't need Steven Crowder, who doesn't respect you. You don't need Joe Rogan in your life, who doesn't respect you. Dude, you've got millions upon millions of fans, of listeners, you know, viewers. These are people who, like myself, were awakened by you. You know, you don't need these fucking douchebags who have no respect for you and look down on you and backhand comment you all the time. You know, and they don't need you to come and defend them. I really wish he'd get back in being friends with Owen Benjamin. That'd make me happy. I can't
Yeah,
control everything.
whatever. Poor old Owen Benjamin. Don't hear a whole lot from him anymore, even though he's not completely locked down. But oh, what about Richard Dawkins? We talked about him last time, a few times, but I'm like, I haven't heard of him recently. Is there
Is
anything going on with him that I should know about?
I saw like a short of him on YouTube not too long ago, but that was it. I don't know. I mean, I can look up news on Richard Dawkins.
Like, I haven't
Everybody
really.
forgets about Daniel Dennett too, man. The other
Oh,
horseman,
yeah.
Richard Dawkins news.
Haven't heard that smug dude talking here recently. I wonder
Can you
if he
imagine?
caught the COVID or got something funky with the.
When was this? Oh, dude, this was like 2 years ago, April 25th, 2021. Ooh, Oh, well, at least, I don't know, maybe I got a small itty bitty little amount of respect for him. Richard Dawkins loses quote unquote humanist or title, humanist of the year title over trans comments. Oh,
Okay.
shit.
Yeah, so he don't say anything because he can't he's a he says what he wants.
Yeah, that and I guess I have a little bit of respect for him in that. I don't know what it was. I assume it wasn't in lockstep, but I also assume it wasn't that bad.
Well, I don't know,
Yeah.
man. I know he don't like Christians.
He hates us.
He don't even
And
want to
he's not
rationalize us.
he's kind of stupid. You ever heard him fucking debate Dr. William Lane Craig or Dr. Hovind?
Or Ben
He's
Stein.
I haven't watched the Ben Stein one. He said some
Dude.
shit. I think even Frank Turk. No, I think it was it Frank Turk, or it was Dr. William Lane Craig. I think got him with something, and it just made him like shut the fuck up for a couple seconds. And he was such a twat. It was about the computer. He was like, "Oh no, this is a special computer. Oh no, this computer can think for itself. Oh no, you know, it was like this computer that started everything that you know it could be whatever it needed." And Dr. William Lane Craig was like, "Yeah, okay, that's you're just calling God the computer." He was like, "It's God," and it just shut him up. It was so good. But no, what I was going to say about the snowball earlier, sorry, is that when it comes to the a test that some I've seen videos of people doing this in some areas where there's a lot of chemtrail traffic. These are going to be the northern countries for the most part, or northern states for the most part. They would take snowballs, they'd go and get the snow, pack it into a ball, and then they could light it on fire and it would melt black.
Oh, hell.
Now, I've also heard that I've heard some arguments of like, well, that's, you know, from these other companies or whatever in the air, you know, it's not the chemtrails, but it's like, I don't fucking know, man. Think that's pretty odd. You can't.
I'd have to see that.
Yeah, well, look it up. There's videos. Look it up on YouTube.
I'd have to see that with my own two hands and a lighter.
Again, these could just be rumors. However, they could also be true.
Snowballs on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Man, people
Well,
would have been in trouble if me and my dumbass friends would have got a hold of that when we were
yeah.
kids.
They're throwing flaming snowballs at me. What the fuck?
We'd have lit up Fifth Avenue, Third Avenue.
I don't even understand this. That's not how that shit works. It's water. It's ice water.
It's the
How is it
Cuyahoga
flaming?
River.
Yeah, because anything that can catch on fire shouldn't be able to be in a frozen state,
It should
right?
not be in snowballs.
It shouldn't be able to be frozen. Right?
Don't know. Some of that, like propane, if you got it right, it's cold.
Yeah, but can you freeze propane?
When it's condensed, it's cold.
Sure.
You sure as hell don't want to. I don't know about heating it up. You don't want to do
No, you don't want to do that. Fucking
that.
blow up the neighborhood, dude.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
But I'm just reaching there. I just
Yeah.
know it's cold and
Yeah,
methane
I
is
get where you're going.
cold. And
Oh.
storage, I suppose, when you're storing it.
Yeah. Well, that is my time for the night, good sir. I know. Well, we'll have to do this again. Obviously, we will. I think hopefully next time. Listen, guys, my tummy was a little upset. I sat for a while. We didn't do a video tonight. I was like, oh shit, yeah, dude, we can pull up this, we can look at this and do this and this. And that might even turn into like a 2-hour one, I would assume. Because of, you know, we're getting back into it. We're getting the greasing the wheels, you know, getting back on the bike. So it might take a little bit longer to get some shit done. But that's certainly the intent here soon. I might even have like a double, hopefully some episodes in between, but I might have a double episode on Tuesday. So maybe we can do a video Tuesday night, maybe. But I know I might be doing something with my other two guys in the day. Might be going to a Red Wings game. So obviously we'll podcast on the drive there and back. Bentley, would you like to plug yourself, good sir?
Yeah, check out the big bad dog. The bad dog show at yahoo.com is my email. Bad dog is the name of the show. And you can catch me on the FringeRadioNetwork.com.
And you might be on Facebook, you know, try it, check them out. Who knows?
Yep, BitChute. I have a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right, BitChute.
And yeah, YouTube. Well,
there it is. There it is.
I did have a thing come up the other day. It said I was using copyrighted material. And I'm
You got to watch out for that if you watch something for too long.
Well, it was one of my songs that I did.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, what? And anyway.
Yeah, I copyrighted myself.
I sent him back a thing saying, no, I made this. I don't know who this guy is, but I used a Music Maker Jam or something like that app and paid money for it. And that's just my stupid song I did on it. I don't know what this guy did, but he don't own the company.
That's right.
And I got that mark took immediately off and never heard anything.
I wonder. Not that I would assume that they'd feel too stupid, because it's really just the algorithm picking it up. But you can find me or get a hold of me at the, I almost said the website, metv1105@gmail.com. That is metv1105@gmail.com. Go to the website, theweaponbook.com. That is theweaponbook.com. And you have a whole slew of choices. I mean, get the merch too. I'm going to start working on the merch a little bit more. although I do have a nice little store going on there. All sorts of shirts, sweatshirts. I mean, cases, phones, all sorts of fun shit. You can get the first chapter for free still. Chapters 1 through 13 are out. Working on 14 right now. Man, I am going to bust ass to get that audio version of chapter 1 out. And I cannot wait. I feel like it's going to go up fast. There's going to be a lot of, like, it's just how people are. And I get it, because it takes me a long time to read anything. But an audio book that the first chapter is free, shit, dude, I'll listen to that quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I'll be putting that out hopefully soon. Again, theweaponbook.com. You can find me on any social networking platform with the exception of TikTok, Instagram, and still Twitter. Just look up my name, Jono Merchada, and say hi. And let me know any questions you have or anything you'd like for us to talk about. And I'll talk about it. You all good, buddy?
I'm great.
All right. Until next time, be accountable, be responsible. Don't be a bitch-ass liberal.
Peace.